Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is Thursday, October the 7th, 2021. You haven't heard from me in a while. I've had a lot of problems with the internet, with computers, where they blasted my laptop, they blasted my desktop, and I couldn't even get on my own website to post different radio shows, or seven of them previous that are going to be posted along with this today. But I have the honor to have Professor James Fetcher on, Professor Joe, and Charlene Renee, and we're going to have a roundtable discussion on what's going on. But one of the things I want to add is people are being targeted massively. I've heard about it off the internet from many, many people, that different websites have been taken down, like State of the Nation and other websites, and different people have been targeted and put in the hospital. And I want to say something, because I've been a target of them for quite a while, and I know it's the satellites, because the super spook Otis Johnson and others had gotten the NSA computers and found my name in there being shot by Daddy Bush and his Westar satellite out of ESIS into Dallas, Texas, which shoots over a million people every night while they're asleep, and eventually what it does is it breaks down your immune system. Now, as an example, super spook Otis Johnson told me to continue taking magnesium, potassium, iron, zinc, vitamin D, because what it does is it goes after your immune system, and after a period of time, you're dead. Now, I found out I have something that I thought only women got. Men could get it from women, but it's a yeast, and it happens to be a yeast that was brought to my attention by Charlene Renee, who has been a target. She's been on the show before with me. And she talks about the neighborhood crime watch as being those that are targeting individuals in behalf of the Joint Task Force Group, which is part of the government that monitors me, Jim Fetcher, Joel, her, and other people. And we're targets. It depends on how big a target you are. I know Jim Fetcher is a big target like I am, and so forth. But Renee happened to come across the fact that what the doctors call psoriasis, folks, listen to this very carefully. What the doctors call psoriasis and told me to take this cream 2 years ago when I had to have a stent and two heart attacks. They told me, oh, just put the cream on there and it'd take care of the problem. Another nurse told me, oh, no, Stu, vitamin D deficiency. So I went to like liquid vitamin D. It started healing up. Then it comes back and I'm saying, what the heck? I'm breaking out like a big dog. I look like a snake on my legs and on my arms and everything. And Charlene tells me, Stu, try garlic. I did garlic, raw garlic, 3 times a day. Been doing it for over a week. Doing a lemon squeezed into water, which brings my pH balance back into effect as well. But I'm drying up of the psoriasis, folks. Now, I've turned 2 other people onto this in the past week about garlic and lemons, and they've got psoriasis. And guess what? They're beginning to heal up. It's a form of, what is it, Charlene?
The frequency that they use to target an individual, it grows yeast on your skin, and you don't realize it's on your skin because you cannot see it. And what happens is the yeast will grow from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head, and they are able to target you sexually. They can push you down, make you fall, burn you, cause ear infections when they beam your ears with it. Then all of a sudden you're hearing people talking. So this is what happens when people think that they're hearing voices or that something is attacking them, spiritually attacking them. They think that all kinds of horrible things are happening to them. Some people have even thought that the devil is after them. But what's happened is they have beamed this frequency to your body. You grow yeast, and the more yeast they grow,
it'll kill you.
The more they can target you. So what you do is you can take Allicin C, which is garlic and vitamin C, or you can take just the Allicin, or you can take fresh garlic. And but the Allison C is what I take because it's 35 cloves of garlic in each pill. And that will knock out the yeast. If you knock off the yeast, get it off of your skin, they cannot do this to you. So the targeting from this frequency causes a B12 deficiency, it causes an iron deficiency, and it causes D deficiency. And it'll knock the calcium right out of your brain. I went to the doctor. I had no calcium. I had no B12, no iron. I was anemic. And I had no vitamin D. And my doctor said, we can figure it right this minute by your blood work how you are sitting here because you have nothing to keep you going. So I started off with the B12 shots and heavy doses of iron and vitamin D and had a calcium supplement. But I was so sick. Not only that, I had MRSA ear infection where they had beamed my ears over and over and over again. I didn't know what was wrong. I was dizzy, falling all around. And this is when the targeting gets this bad, you can't get up and go. You're in bed and because you can't stand up for so long. So this is what happened to me. And so the Allison C, the Allison is really strong garlic, which is an antibiotic. It will clear up MRSA. It will clear up yeast infection. It will fight this. Also, he could use vinegar on his skin to kill the yeast. So anything that you can get your hands on that can kill yeast and won't be too abrasive on your skin, it will get rid of psoriasis and what is the other one? They tell people at the dermatologist a lot of times, starts with that E.
But this is basically, folks, it is a form of yeast infection, and it's dying on me and in me. I created an appetite as a result of, we've got construction going on where I'm living on the outside here, but you're hearing a saw on occasion. But
human body communication. Human body communication, and if you do research on that, what they do is basically you have wearables that you cannot see. You're basically a target. A lot of times they'll put they will target both of your arms and both of your legs and feet, sometimes at the bottom of your feet, the calves of your legs, and you will start with yeast. And sometimes you don't realize that you might itch, but you put lotion on and it just kind of disappears for a while. So this is called human body communication, and they use it through medical programs. So if anybody's interested, they could do a search and research on that, and you'll get a whole lot more because a lot more of an understanding of what being a target is. It will show you exactly all of the symptoms that a targeted individual has, and it comes from human body communication.
Now, you've been on a show before with Debbie Davis, and she's a whistleblower, and I've got another show of her and someone else that's got to get up, because remember, folks, they blew my computers apart where I couldn't even get on my own internet site. Since July, there's been no posting. Now I've got things fixed, but thanks to Charlene, I am healing up, and other people are healing from psoriasis, they call it. The doctors call it. But you can go to the radio bar and you can listen to Charlene's interview, how she became a target, and also Debbie Davis is on there talking about it. And they use not only the Joint Task Force Group, which are the local police department, sheriff's departments, highway patrol, and so forth, but they also use the neighborhood crime watch people to target individuals with. Now, if you think you're targeted, there's a website called AmazingNumberOne.com. It's on my site. These are deadly silent weapons. There are other toys in there that people can find. If you're being targeted, you can find out for $150 where you're being shot from, who's doing it to you, and there's toys you could play it back if you wanted to. I'm not suggesting that. They're deadly. Anyway, with that said, I want to move forward to Jim Fetzer and Joe for a minute, if they want to comment on about being targeted, etc.
Right. Yeah, I just thought of the other skin problem. It's called eczema. Eczema, psoriasis, and if you have rashes and you know you're targeted, then it's yeast. That's all.
Jim Fetzer, how are you this afternoon, sir?
Well, Joel, I didn't expect to be talking about skin problems, but about the greatest threat that faces humanity in world history, namely the fake pandemic, which is being accommodated by the very real and deadly vaccines, which are being used to kill a very large segment of the world population as part of the three phases, where they're using face masks to kill us slowly, the vaccines that kill us more rapidly, and now they're undoing our food supply in such a way that the mass number of deaths is going to be through starvation. We have Deagle.com, which has deep military industrial connections, projecting that the U.S. population is going to drop from 330 million in 2020 to 65 million in 2025. That's a diminution of 265 million. That's going to include a lot of your friends, your relatives, your neighbors, who are going to die if this is fulfilled, and it's under the auspices of the Rothschild banking empire. I had long pondered how it was that the mainstream media went all in for Joe Biden and against Donald Trump when Donald Trump had been so favorable and generous toward Israel by moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, by declaring the Golan Heights, which the world recognizes to be Israeli-occupied Syrian territory, to be a part of Israel, to unfund the UN agency that assists Palestinian refugees, even to redefine anti-Semitism, so that any criticism of the government of Israel or its actions is supposed to be anti-Semitic, which is completely absurd. And then by taking out General Qasem Soleimani, who was a great hero in the Middle East and one who had been massively successful in defeating ISIS, which was a terrorist army created by Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Brennan back in 2012 to run rampant throughout the Middle East to bring pressure on the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad and eventually to confront the Persian nation of Iran. Why the media went so all in has become increasingly obvious, because Trump wasn't willing to attack Iran. Now it turns out we have 120 retired admirals and generals saying that Joe Biden is cognitively incompetent, that he's not the legitimate president, but also condemning the Iran deal, which was perfectly appropriate. In fact, in my judgment, not even warranted, because Iran has not been seeking to develop nuclear weapons. Rather, all of our major intel agencies all concluded in 2007 Iran was not pursuing nuclear weapons. They reaffirmed in 2011. Even the Mossad came on board in 2012. Just weeks before leaving, Netanyahu went to the UN and announced precisely the opposite. Now, the COVID fake pandemic, where there's no change in the death rates from past years to now, except we're finding an astronomical increase among those who have been vaccinated, not the unvaccinated, but the vaccinated. We're being lied to right and left. Appears to be part and parcel of a Rothschild effort to take control of the entirety of planet Earth. It's the most audacious, stunning development in world history. It far exceeds the deceptions and deceits of the past, including the moon landing, which didn't cost a lot of lives except for those of the astronauts, such as Gus Grissom, who thought the whole thing was a joke and who had a limit hanging on his desk to illustrate his opinion. Where we didn't have the propulsion capacity, the navigational capacity, the communication capacity, that was a huge hoax and a fraud. But it brought about a minuscule number of deaths, or the assassination of JFK. Many, many witnesses turned out to be taken out in the aftermath. We have identified one figure who appears to have taken out as many as 50. 9/11, of course, up the ante, we had around 3,000 deaths, but it was all conducted by Israel with the complicity of the CIA and the Project for New American Century members who'd moved into the Department of Defense who were dual U.S.-Israeli citizens. What's going on now is the Rothschilds are flexing their muscle, not only through the Israeli-dominated media, since the Rothschilds were responsible for creating Israel and consider it to be their own property, through Israel and the Israeli domination of the U.S. media, where I have three panels of 100 executives from CNN, for example, all of whom are dual U.S.-Israeli citizens, another 100 executives from NBC, all of whom are dual U.S.-Israeli citizens, another panel of 100 executives from the New York Times, all of whom are dual U.S.-Israeli citizens. They appear to control not only the World Health Organization, but the National Institutes of Health, the Center for Disease Control, and even the American Medical Association, which is now threatening doctors with the loss of their license and right to practice medicine if they don't adhere to the recommendations of the CDC, and particularly those of Dr. Anthony Fauci, which has been very inconsistent, but includes today mask mandates, social distancing, lockdowns. They want to inject children with them. These are massive weapons of destruction. They've been described by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny as perfectly designed killing machine. Dr. Luc Montagnier, who is the world's leading virologist, has declared that everyone who gets a jab will be dead within 5 years. Mass murder is taking place between our very eyes. Anthony Fauci, to whom I refer as Tony the Rat, is going to go down in history as the greatest mass murder of all time, exceeding overwhelmingly those of the fatalities inflicted by our enemies, our foreign enemies throughout history, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Emperor Hirohito, combined by many orders of magnitude. So I'm telling you, this is the real threat we have to come to grips with, that they're attempting to take control of America, which is the nation they most feared because we have such a strong Second Amendment, and we have 150 million Americans who are armed without firing a shot.
Now, I can't understand one thing, Jim. You don't have to answer this. I don't know why Fauci's still breathing, being a mass murderer like he is, and the people see it going on. I won't say no more. Now, Joe, Professor Joe, you're quite aware of the number of deaths worldwide from the vaccination. Would you explain it, please?
Well, it just backs up what Jim has said. This is the end. I'm not exaggerating. The people like Dr. Mikovits, Dr. Tenpenny, and others have come forward and said, this is the end, because that jab that you're taking is not putting a virus in you, it's reconstructing your DNA. Did everybody hear that? The virus is not being put in you. It is a DNA that is being arranged in you. And this is to bring down, I have heard that it's not, that it would be around 100 million by 2005. And other commentators who work with Dr. Tenpenny and Dr. Mikovits have estimated now in the United States alone, over 1 million people have died from the shot. 1 million. And the thing is that, of course, that's being played down. And as the scary thing on all of this is the development of the policy that you cannot go anywhere, you cannot buy anything unless you have the passport, which means you have to take the shot.
Well, they're saying with the mandates, I ask both of you and Charlene, with the mandates that they've got, they're saying, everybody, it's mandated. That's not law, folks. The law is the Constitution and your Bill of Rights. That's the law. And the First Amendment.
We have the Constitution.
We have the First Amendment to speak out, and the Second Amendment is to protect our speech and to protect the rest of your constitutional rights, which you don't have to do anything under a mandate.
Right,
it's
and that
law.
Goes against the Nuremberg Code. We do not have to take anything that's experimental.
And it is experimental.
You're absolutely right about that. And even the AMA is violating the Nuremberg Code and the Hippocratic Oath, which says, first, do no harm to your patients. They're doing great harm to the patients. And the idea of extending this to children is an obscenity. This is just outrageous. Even wearing masks for children is destructive to their development. The masks recirculate oxygen-depleted air. That means it's killing brain cells. Because cells do not regenerate. It's also putting strain on your cardiovascular system. We're having all kinds of incidents of heart problems in young kids that should never occur, because it's also true with the vaccines over and beyond the masks, which are inappropriate and unwise to use, and which no serious, not even the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, which is the leading American scientific medical organization, supports. The vaccines are causing all kinds of death and destruction to people of all ages at a stunning rate that's taking place, and they're seeking to conceal it by calling. The CDC has adopted the practice of calling anyone who's taken the first jab for 2 weeks thereafter unvaccinated, and even after they take the second, they're still unvaccinated for two more weeks. So if anyone dies, and the vast majority of damage shows up in the first couple of weeks after the first or especially the second shot, they're claimed to have died as unvaccinated when they're actually dying from the vaccinations themselves. This kind of fraud and duplicity is unprecedented in American history, and it reflects the scope and power of the Rothschilds. They control every level of the medical establishment, as well as, of course, Congress. Through AIPAC, the American Israeli Political Action Committee, they call themselves Public Affairs, where every member of Congress has asked to sign a pledge, namely to put the interests of Israel ahead of those of the United States, where those who decline, who are few in number, find themselves without any financing next time around. They're confronted with a wealth-financed alternative candidate, or that has a census taken place, or districts been redrawn, and they no longer have a seat. It's outrageous. The Israelis, the Rothschilds, through the Israelis in control of our media, and now it's obvious and apparent, though it was not in the past, our medical associations and delivery systems are seizing control of America and seeking to annihilate the vast majority of our population in their ongoing enterprise of taking control of planet Earth.
Now, AIPAC, you're very correct. I've had former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, a friend of mine, came and saw me after 911, wanting my scoop on it, and I gave it to her for an hour and a half in a breakfast meeting. Here's the point. I interviewed her. It's up on my radio bar on stuweb.com. You can scroll down towards the bottom of the bar. It's down there someplace. It's been a long time. Her and Scott Bennett. I put them on together. She had brought Scott to me, a whistleblower. You know Scott, Jim. Here was the point. Cynthia said exactly what you're saying. They told her, kept coming to her AIPAC, you got to sign the AIPAC agreement, which is what? Israel over America first. In other words, we work for Israel, not America, when we signed that AIPAC agreement. She never would sign it. She lost by one vote, folks. Lost by one vote. By the way, she became a professor at a university that taught overseas in Africa, COINTELPRO, FBI COINTELPRO. She became a professor. Now she teaches it herself. I don't know where she's at exactly. I haven't talked to her in a while. But Jim, you're very correct about AIPAC. But I want to give you something. Two of the AIPAC directors is Larry Mizell in Denver and Norman Brownstein.
Please. We know all about Larry Mizell. We've heard it 100 times.
Go ahead, Jim.
The point you're making about Cynthia's impeccable butt, we're talking about a much more serious issue than merely AIPAC. Everybody knows about AIPAC.
Okay.
Cynthia was wonderful in exposing it. But what we confront is a threat of enormous proportions, never before seen in world history. That's our focus. Let Joel speak up and address it.
Go ahead, Joel.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it again because it's just a number. It's just a number. No, it's not. Over 1 million people have died in the United States since last March. 1 million. And by this October and this December, it's going to increase because wintertime is coming. And that is where we're going to see the hospitals fill up. And the hospitals around the United States are filled up with people right now, but they're all saying, oh, they have the COVID. No, it's not. It's that they took the shot and they are dying. And that is the key right there. This is a threat to all humanity. This is not just a threat. What are we going to do with our military who are now mandated to take the shot? You will have no military. Who? The United Airlines pilots had to take the shot. Just this last month, 9 civilian pilots, airline pilots, died. What if one of these guys dies while he's flying the airplane?
I look at all the nurses in New York that resigned. What was it, 10,000? They won't take the shot.
Well, that's about 400. But the point being here, we'll have no military, no functional military. And by the way, there are two militaries and where there is no mandate to take the vaccine, two big militaries, Russia and China. Think about what
Joel, because Biden's making exceptions for members of Congress, for members of the judiciary, members of the executive branch, just the people who, if this pandemic were real, and if the vaccines were viable, would be getting the shot to ensure continuity of government. They've excluded all the employees of Moderna and of Pfizer because they know that something is really terribly wrong with the shot, so they're excluded, even postal employees, which I believe is because they know how the election was stolen by the Democrats using mail-in balloting. All these who are coming, the so-called immigrants, the illegal immigrants pouring over the border, so they're not required to get the shot. There turn out to be, I don't know, 1 million Chinese students here in the United States. They're not required to get the shot. The whole thing is enormous and obvious once you get your glasses adjusted properly and you focus on the problem. It's just absolutely stunning.
And I can't emphasize enough, until you get into the statistics, for instance, I have to make an analogy here. I have friends that work on the border named Anthony Aguero and Oscar Blue. There were a few that were on the border telling the truth. And every night it would be group after group after group after group, nonstop, all along the border, from Honduras, from Guatemala, from San Salvador, some from Mexico, Venezuela, that would come across on the raft in a group of, say, 10, and then here would come another one. And it would go on for 13 and 14 hours a day, nonstop. Finally, a little of the truth came through when everybody saw under the bridge. It wasn't 10,000, it was at least above 20,000, because what they were not showing you of the Haitians was the vast number of Haitians that were out of view of the camera. The devastation that was done Doreen can be likened onto the devastation that is silently happening because of this kill spot. It can't be overemphasized as to what is happening right now. It is the death of mankind.
I'm in agreement with you, Joe, and with Jim on this, because of what, just like Otis Johnson, Super Spook, said they saw in the Super Collider, CERN, in Switzerland, that there was a planet going to hit planet Earth by 2025. We would be pelleted by two stars that they could not stop from coming in at us. They couldn't go out there with their saucers and put their little rockets on it to divert it between the moon and the Earth, of which they've done a couple times here in the past. But he said that they saw in CERN we were going to be hit. And he said 2025 was the latter side of the time frame. And he said what's coming is mass destruction. The New World Order wants to kill two-thirds of mankind, exterminate us, because we're useless eaters and we're using up, quote-unquote, their resources. These are the, I call them fallen angel-possessed alien human beings that are in control. You want to comment, Joe?
Yeah, Jim, comment on what's happening in Australia. And it's coming here. Make no bones about it. It's coming here.
Well, mind you, the Australians were, you know, hornswoggled out of their right to bear arms by fake shooting in Australia, very much on a par with what we had at Sandy Hook in Connecticut after Obama passed the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act, which gutted the Smith-Mundt Act of 1948 that precluded the use of the same techniques of propaganda and disinformation within the United States that had heretofore only been used without, including provoking riots, paying people to protest, stage shootings, and the whole thing. That's exactly what he brought here by the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012, just in time to bring a Sandy Hook. Would you believe the mayor of Boston went on a show that was hosted by Andy Rooney's daughter shortly before Sandy Hook? This was in November of 2012, boasting about his relationship with the Vice President Joe Biden and how Biden had assured him that by January 2013, gun control would be a done deal. Andy Rooney's daughter was flabbergasted and said, what could possibly happen for legislation to pass so fast? The mayor wouldn't answer, but of course the explanation was the stage events of Sandy Hook. Well, down in Australia, having no guns, they're nevertheless protesting, but the police are beating the hell out of the protesters. They're going crazy. They're trying to get them all into these little cubicles that are the Chinese model for the whole world, with a theme of the Great Reset is you own nothing and you're happier than ever before, which has two dimensions of most importance. The one is, you, in return for surrendering all your property and assets, they'll pay off all your mortgages, your student loans, your credit cards. And if you stay on a vaccine regimen, then they'll give you a stipend and a cubicle where you can reside. The second being, it appears many of these have a graphene oxide component that is the thinnest substance known to man, interacts with electromagnetic waves, and they can use 5G once they create a graphene oxide brain to electromagnetic pulse interface. They can actually control your thoughts and your moods, your feelings, your attitudes. So instead of trying to convert inanimate machines into thinking things or taking thinking things and turning them into something closer to inanimate machines, robotic, everyone's going to have the same thoughts and feeling, no individuality, no creativity. We're all going to be sheep, those who remain. And it's going to be a tiny portion. Georgia Guidestones declare that the ideal population for the totality of Earth is a 500,000. The present population, 8 million. The present population, 8 billion. To reduce 8 million to 500,000, you got to get rid of 7.5 billion. So you can't say their ambitions are not audacious. Joel.
Yes, and what has happened to Australia, to the average person who does not want to take the vaccine, is the internment camps. may come and knock on your door and take you away. If you're a protester against it or speak up against it, the police show up, take you away. And it's in that. There are lockdowns sometimes that go 16 hours a day. They don't let you out of the house. That is an absolute Orwellian nightmare that is going on in Australia right now.
Yeah. It's called Operation Lockstep. They're doing that in Australia now, and it will be here next year from what I hear.
Well, the proposal is called Lockstep for taking over the world by the sequence of stages that I've been describing here. They're no longer even making any secret about what they're doing, and I'll tell you, they've given us a dramatic representation of the future, which is something they feel obligated to do. Once they've told you what their plan is, if you do nothing to cope with it, then it's your responsibility that you succumbed, because they warned you. It's a series of movies called The Hunger Games. Think about it. That's the future. They're creating a feudal society where the rich are ensconced in their castles and the rest of us are toiling as serfs and slaves in the field. And they're going to make killing people a sport for the rich and the powerful.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, the spirit of CDC, you can look up CDC, you can search that, and it's Operation Lockstep under the CDC for Australia, and it will tell you more about that.
Now, let's talk about the shortage of food, and look at the ships in the docks that can't get the food, can't get the produce, can't get the toys, all the stuff shipped in America. Look at what they're doing. Look at this big facade that they're doing. And they're going to have shortages of food, folks. I'm already seeing it in Kansas City here in the way of chicken and fish in the supermarkets. It's not there at times. Go ahead.
So you're 100% spot on. And when you look at the enormity of, basically abandoning the borders of the United States, so we're no longer a sovereign nation, we're a borderless nation, which Biden and Harris are massively promoting. They're bringing in, it's going to wind up hundreds of thousands of these migrants, and they're flying them to swing states so they can affect the outcome of votes. Not that, in my opinion, voting is going to make a difference anymore. They're pretty blatant about their willingness to steal elections, as they did to put Biden and Harris into office in the first place. But the fact is that putting all these mandates or pressuring everyone to take the vax, which is clearly unconstitutional, undemocratic, a violation of the Nuremberg Code, whose penalty, by the way, includes death for violations of the Nuremberg Code. The fact that they're manipulating the shipping and food supply, that the farmers are being paid by the government to plow under their crops, that the governor of California emptied the two largest reservoirs in California that were at historic highs, where they could have sustained a 5-year drought, emptied them into the ocean on the pretext of saving an endangered tiny fish, ignoring the millions, even hundreds of millions, dependent upon the agricultural productivity of Southern California. You put these elements together, there's only one force on earth that can possibly exercise this kind of power and influence. It's the Rothschild banking industry, no doubt about it.
12 disciples of Satan. Now, let's talk about the weather. Last year in Kansas City, we never have in Kansas City, let me put it this way, until about Thanksgiving time in November, late November, we have our first snow. Last year, it snowed the middle of October with a blizzard. A deep blizzard snow, and the year before it snowed the day before Halloween. We are now losing leaves this year at an early stage. They're coming off the trees now. I suspect we're going to have a blizzard sometime within 2 to 3 weeks here in Kansas City, which is totally abnormal, and it's HAARP. One of the ways you can tell HAARP is it runs counterclockwise. Look at a map with the weather, your weather station, local weather, it turns counterclockwise is the way HAARP goes. This is what the hurricanes have been, and as many people, and I refer to, once again, Super Spook Otis Johnson, because he was in the know. He said they're going to use HAARP, as weather wars. And that was after they hit Joplin, Missouri, or Springfield down here, and wiped out about 8 out of 10 people. And then they hit that place down in Florida and wiped out about 80,000 people that never came about, showed up. This is weather wars and the hurricanes and the climate. Now, Joe, you're very familiar with this area. You want to comment?
What I would suggest that people do, there is one person to listen to that is telling the truth, and his name is Dane Ringington. Geoengineering.org. Go to his website, and he puts on a podcast every day. For instance, Lake Shasta is now a mud hole. Lake Shasta, one of the major lakes, is now a mud hole because it is the drying of the west and the drowning of the east. That's what Dane says. A drying of the west and the drowning of the east. And the weather, we've been in a drought here in Arizona for almost 2 years now. And so we now have a place like in Shasta where it's a mudhole. I saw the video on it myself. It's a mudhole. That's it. This major lake is a mudhole now, done by them. And it is to shorten all assets to where you have nothing and paint us into a corner. And the ultimate coup d'etat on this is the kill shot, as I call it. Don't take the vaccine, whatever you do, because there's a lot of people now that are having to make the choice. Do I keep my job? What am I going to do if I quit, if I'm fired? Where am I going to get the money? Well, here's the thought that will take care of that. If you take the vaccine, you're going to be dead in 3 years anyway.
Plus, you got the mark of the beast, they claim, Revelation 13. Claim the chips in there. Can't buy or sell without that chip. That's your future bank card right in your arm. Remember when the magnets were sticking to people? They were showing them all in the videos on YouTube. That was because of the chip in there. Now, the DNA changer, we can go on to about the shot. The shot's going to kill us. We're living in times, Joel. You're familiar with it. A lot of people, you're familiar with dispensationalism and all these different end time prophecies and all the different things that are supposedly going to happen. Some of them are being fulfilled right now. I can sit there and look at it. But if we were to give Earth time frame, what do we got left? 4 years, maybe?
No, we have less. Because they keep coming up. These individuals that are within the Fauci circle, they keep coming up. Those people that are whistleblowers keep coming up with 2025. 2025.
Same thing Otis Johnson said in the Super Collider, we would be hit by that big fireball, and he said it's the end of planet Earth. End of planet Earth.
There's one other item that's a little bit off the subject, but it is part of what's going on now. Pay close attention to La Cumbre de Vieja, La Pluma, the Canary Islands. There is a volcano that is erupting, and it's very near a fissure. If it keeps going in the direction that it's going, they are talking about a Mount St. Helens event. If that happens, half of that island is going to split off and fall into the ocean. What will be the consequences? Who knows?
Now, Jim, Fetzer, people were saying that would create a tidal wave that hit the East Coast. But you said you had an engineer on?
Oh, yeah. Joe Olson and I discussed this extensively. He's qualified in civil, structural, electrical, mechanical engineering. He's also a student of you know, or wave mechanics and all that. And while he initially thought there might be a substantial tidal wave, actually he's revised his estimate looking more closely at the data. And the dissipation of the tidal wave across the enormity of the Atlantic Ocean would mean that by the time it hit the east coast of the United States, it might be a couple of feet, but that's all. Nothing significant enough to cause a real threat. But earlier reports were, you know, talking about a true catastrophe wiping out Florida, where I lived for 7 years, which is only a few feet above sea level, but that, it appears, is not going to happen. So I agree with Joel that we can't predict exactly everything that's going to occur here, but I do not any longer believe that a major tidal wave affecting the United States will be part of it.
Okay. Joe, you want to add anything on the other things that are going on, earth changes and so forth?
Well, remember, pay attention to what Dane Ringington says, because the weather changes. For instance, the Pacific Northwest has been in a drought. There's many insects that are now dead. Trees are dying. And here's another fact that we're forgetting about. Fukushima. They have not stopped emptying the radiation into the Pacific.
I want to make a comment on that, because my father's now dead, but he had super top clearance. He was a major heavyweight at Bendix Corporation, made toys for the government. He never revealed to me, but Super Spooks did what they did. Here's the point. He says, Stu, you got a pretty general idea on what I did for a living. He says, let me tell you how to solve Fukushima. All they have to do is encase it in concrete. It stops the problem. Encase it in concrete and it stops the problem.
Well, it's too late because it's already fallen into the Pacific and they're unloading. But I think we have covered enough disasters for one show, Stu. I think everyone's going to have their mind absolutely frazzled by everything we've been laying on them. So my suggestion would be we call it a day and come back to some of these issues and see how things are developing in the future.
That sounds good to me. Joe, you got any last comments?
That's it.
Charlene, you have any last comments?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
There are several things you can do if you are a target. And one thing that I have been taking that's made a big difference is potassium iodide. And it's got iodine also. It's called Lugolose potassium iodide and iodine. And I have been taking the Allicin C. You can also rub on Alliderm. It's a cream. It's made with garlic, so it's an antibiotic cream. This is natural antibiotics. The potassium iodide will help block radiation. The Allicin C will help stave off any kind of viruses. This is natural, and it has worked for me. And I have had staph and MRSA infection in my ears from this frequency that they have constantly beamed my head with. It's actually working. You can order this at New Earth Health. The address is P.O. Box 3489, Ashland, Oregon, 97520. All you have to do is just write a little note to them saying that you want one bottle or two, or if you want a tube of Alliderm. All of it's $40 for each bottle, and it's $8 shipping and handling. So if you can find their link online, you can print it or order form, but you cannot order it online. I don't know why they have it that way, but this has worked for me. I can rub this on my skin, the Alliderm, and it has healed my skin. And Allison C is getting rid of the MRSA infection in my ears.
Okay, now you go ahead.
I am a witness to what has happened to Stu. He has been a target, and they have burned his arms and legs with this frequency that grows yeast. And I know that it is yeast, and it was getting ready to turn into a bad infection because the garlic, just him eating fresh garlic and rubbing a little vinegar on his arms and legs, have almost got him healed.
Now, we're all a target because of 5G. I want to mention that because of the radiation from 5G, them cranking it up across the United States, it is affecting the body, your body. It throws you out of frequency because we got the cell phones, we got the Wi-Fi, we have it all. Now, that means your body's out of frequency. That means you got to do something about it. So I'm suggesting to all of you, eat a little raw garlic and squeeze a lemon every day and some water. Take your vitamins. Jim, you got any last comments? Jim Petzer, you still there? I think he's gone. Joe, you got any last comments?
No.
Okay. Well, I want to thank Jim Petzer, Professor Petzer. I want to thank Charlene, Renee, and I want to thank you, Professor Joe, all three of you, for being on with me, and I want to say have a good day.
Thank you, Stu.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe. Okay.